Oh, so I'm an Apex guy.
Yeah.
So, like, I didn't play the Rogue. I got him, but, like, I didn't. I mean, not to talk bad about anybody.
No.
Obviously, I'm a Callaway guy till I die. Like, but I didn't like the Rogues. Like, yep. It was just, like, for me, it was just a feel thing, man. Like, when I hit the Apex, it's like butter.
Yeah.
Filet mignon with the bone. You know what I'm saying? It's butter.
This is the Fitting Room Podcast with your hosts, Nate Adelman and AJ Volpel.
Yo, what's going on, everyone? Welcome to the Fitting Room Podcast. I am a co-host, AJ Volpel. The other co-host,
Nate Adelman.
Is Nate Adelman. We are in Carlsbad. We are in our podcast studio. We love being in here. I'm saying all this because the podcast that you were about to listen to was not recorded in the podcast studio. It was recorded.
We were on site.
So it always feels really nice to be in my particular chair here. Nate in his familiar spot over there across from me. If you've never seen the podcast studio and want to check it out, come by Callaway headquarters sometime.
Can I give people a sneak peek as well?
Come by and say hi.
We just installed video cameras in here.
I'm staring at one right now.
We haven't rolled it out yet.
No.
But a video podcast is in our near future.
February, you guys, trust me, Jeff Newbarth, our executive producer for all productions at Callaway, I've been on him, all right? I've been on Newbarth. I said, the listeners want to be watchers. The listeners want to become watchers.
I don't know anyone actually said that,
no.
But
might as well, you know?
I think it's one of those things that they don't know what they want until they have it. And then they realize they can't live without it.
Once they see you, Nate, forget about it.
Exactly.
All the subscribers, you know?
But anyway, this isn't the video room podcast.
No.
This is the Fitting Room Podcast, and we're here to talk fitting today.
Yeah.
And today's guest is honestly probably became one of my favorite episodes overnight.
He's the greatest, man.
NFL
wide receiver.
Bryce Butler of the Miami Dolphins.
Yes.
Golf.
Caught one of the best touchdowns I've seen this entire year.
Yep.
I posted on Twitter and my Instagram story. It was literally one of the best touchdown catches of the year, and I think even NFL acknowledged that, or ESPN acknowledged that with some of their best plays of 2019. But this dude, Bryce...
He loves golf.
He loves the golf, and he's got game.
Yes.
Yo, he's got game. So we had to get him. It was during an epic launch event that we held at our Callaway Performance Center, which is located literally just around the block, and it's generally a place where a lot of our tour pros get fit. It's an outdoor facility, an amazing place, just got redone. But we had Bryce and a lot of other friends of Callaway and content creators over there for a little celebration of our product launches. And we had a little podcast, a little makeshift podcast studio set up upstairs in the ECPC. And we saw Bryce for about 5 or 6 hours, did not leave the range. He had a golf club in his hand every second for the duration of the day.
To get him in the podcast studio, we had to tell him there was a bucket of balls to hit. That was the only way to get him in there.
Right. So he took the bait.
Yeah.
He took the bait. He came upstairs with us. He talked all about his fitting. He got fit into all of the new equipment that Callaway is going to offer in 2019.
A wedge lesson from Roger Cleveland?
He got a freaking wedge lesson from Roger Cleveland. I mean, this could have been Bryce's best day of his life.
It might have been.
Yeah. I mean, this was the best day of many lives.
Who cares about the NFL draft?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Who cares about that amazing touchdown? That
yeah,
who cares?
Yeah,
right.
Whatever. Yeah.
Signing a contract with Miami. Big, big, big deal.
Yeah.
I got a lesson from Roger freaking Cleveland, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So he is going to join us. You're going to listen to that conversation after this break. But we want to quick give a plug to make sure you are up to date on all your fitting rooms, because from now... Today is it is mid-January. It's like January 14th or 15th. I don't even know because the days just fly by here. But come the next every other week from here on out, we are going to have some insane episodes. We have Tour Pros on the docket, a great one with Ali. We do a live show every single Monday night in 2019 on Sirius XM PJ Tour Radio. They gave us a live show,
a weekly
spot. 5 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Eastern. You could ask us any question you have on fitting and equipment there. We take live questions and callers, all for a full hour segment. We tease some fitting rooms. We teased this one last week, actually, because it was we were so excited about it. But yeah, so make sure you're subscribed on iTunes, Callaway Podcast. Just search that and hit the subscribe button or subscribe on Spotify, because we have a lot of product rollouts, product fitting rooms. We have Pro Tour fitting rooms. It's crazy, man.
NFL
I'm like,
player
I'm like,
fitting rooms.
I'm dizzy just thinking about it, man. NFL fitting rooms. It's mm-hmm. crazy. So yeah, get on the same page as us. Ask us your questions on the Callaway community, the Fitting Corner. And without further ado, let's get to our boy, Nate, Bryce Butler of the Miami Dolphins, right after this.
Ollie Schneiderjans here, and every morning while I blow dry my perfect hair, I listen to The Ship Show with Jeff and AJ. Those two only wish they sounded as good as my hair looks.
All right, welcome back, everyone. We are live here. It is the epic launch day. Spectacular, Nate.
Ooh,
spectacular. It is the content carnival at the Ely Callaway Performance Center. We are upstairs in the newly renovated Ely Callaway Performance Center. Great guest, Bryce Butler.
Bryce Butler, awesome guest. And one of the things that impressed me the most about Bryce today, not once did I see him without a club in his hand.
He hit the most balls. We had probably 100 people on the range. Bryce Butler. You, my friend, are number one. You hit the most golf balls today.
I think so? I think we had you at 9,200 swings.
9,200 swings?
Yeah.
Including practice swings?
Are you going to be sore tomorrow?
No.
No, you won't be sore tomorrow. Yeah,
you want to play tomorrow, don't you?
I will be playing tomorrow.
I'm playing tomorrow. Yeah.
I love it.
No, I can do this all day.
Are you going to be in San Diego tomorrow?
So tomorrow I'm going up to play the Vintage Club.
Oh, nice.
In Palm. I've been trying to play that place for like forever.
Hell yeah.
And then like came down, Ryan Ruffles and those guys were like, look, like we're playing. Like I'm like, I'm coming.
Oh, that's amazing.
So like, but it's funny because now I'm like kind of like between a rock and a hard place because like, you know, everybody out here is super dope and they're going to play tomorrow and I kind of want to go play with them.
Yeah.
Since we've been down here.
Yep.
But like I've been wanting to play Vintage for so long. So it's like, I'm like still kind of like.
You're on the fence still.
Like, and then I know I have to drive kind of like 2 hours.
Yeah.
And I'm like, because I want to kind of like go out tonight.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I don't know.
I love it. What was your favorite club? We have a lot to get to. I don't know. Like, I'm trying to get an order established here, Nate. But what was your favorite club that you hit today? You hit New Flash. You had New Flash Fairway. You hit new Apex Hybrid. You hit
Apex Irons.
You hit Apex Pro Irons. PM Grind Wedges. Stroke Lab Putters. Everything.
ERC Golf Ball.
You got fit for driver. We'll talk about that in a minute. But what was like a club that
The highlight of the day, honestly, to me, was when my dog, Roger Cleveland, OG, took me on like a little lesson for like 30 to 45 minutes. With the 60-degree PM wedge. I've been wanting to, you know, wanting to get like a little lesson from him, like learn how to use the bounce, like properly, you know, put some spin on it, how do you travel the ball, bam, bam, bam. And it was funny because like, you know, a lot of people were, you know, picking his brain. And I went over there and I was like, Roger, like, okay, it's my turn, all right? Like, it's my turn, like, come on, let's go. So like, he took me over there. He gave me a few little pointers, and then like you know, he's asked me questions about me, what I do or whatever. So, you know, I kind of felt like he was probably going to you know hook me up for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and then like leave. So like, but he asked me one question that changed the whole dynamic of our relationship. So like he, you know, we're talking football, whatever, and then you know he's asking me questions. I'm asking him questions. He's showing me things. And then it kind of was, like, about to wrap because he kind of, like, walked off. He was like, you're good. Like, you're good. You're good now. And then, like, he asked me what position I played, and I told him. And then he was just like, where'd you go to college? And I was like, I went to Southern Cal. And then, like, he went from, like, kind of, like, being on his heels to, like, walking back to where he was at. And he was like, you went to Southern Cal, huh? And I was like, yeah. I was like, where'd you go to school? He was like, I went to Southern Cal.
He went to USC.
And I was like, I was like, nice. I was like, fight on. And then
Trojan
like
Trojan connection.
There
yeah.
it is, baby.
And then he went to Long Beach, Poly, which is crazy. Like I had tons of teammates that went to Long Beach. Yeah. So like just being able to talk about the players that, you know, I met coming through, that's been through or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was saying like he played football and stuff like that. And he said he either was going to go to like Washington or SC, and it was like I can play golf and play football or something like that.
Right,
SC.
All year round.
And I can do that at SC, so why would I go up to Washington? So So after that, I had another like 30 minutes with him.
Nice. You know, cause, like, of course.
Was just like,
yeah, he was loving it. Right,
so here, when so you're done playing football, you might have a bright future as a club builder or a club designer.
Hey, I wouldn't mind being in golf. Man, golf is super fun.
So Roger still lives up in L.A. Did he tell you who his new neighbor is?
No.
LeBron James.
Is that LBJ?
LeBron's his neighbor, his new neighbor.
That's what's up. That's Brentwood. What's up. He needs to give him some lessons. I don't think LeBron plays.
Yeah.
I know Dwayne is trying to play.
Is he?
Yeah, D-Wade is trying to play. It's terrible. But I mean, he's learning. Like, I was terrible when I started too. But I know D-Wade plays, but it'd be dope if he can kind of get that connection.
Hell yeah.
Like, that would be dope.
You know Nate went to UCLA, right? Yo, a little crosstown rival, man.
I wasn't gonna bring that up this year, bro.
I wasn't gonna bring that up, but I had since you mentioned
it. No, he had to. What's gonna call it? I don't really pay attention too much to the football games that much because, like, on Saturdays we're traveling or whatever.
I just figure out
like if we won or lost. And like, I just know like when we play UCLA, I knew we were terrible this year. Like, we were bad this year, so we were like 5-something, and then UCLA was like 2-8 or something. So I was like, there's no way we're losing to UCLA, right? And they freaking beat us.
Yep.
And I was like, what the
hell? Hey, man. The public school kids are scrappy.
That's right,
baby. We're not the fancy private school kids like you. Nope.
We're not the fancy private school kids, but we're like in the central. We're in the heart
of
like
South
LA.
Central, right?
We're in South Central, right. While y'all are in Westwood, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can walk around the place and not feel fear for your life. We're in the freaking heart, okay?
Yeah.
That's what we do.
He makes a good point.
I know.
He makes a good point.
So I'm just trying to recap Bryce's day because it sounds like a pretty decent day. So he hit a ton of golf balls. He's warming up for his round tomorrow. He got a short game lesson from arguably the best short game person that's ever lived, Roger Cleveland. He got a fitting. He got fit for the new flash driver.
Yep.
Tell us about
Mr. Garrett Pond, who's been on the show many, many times.
Garrett GP. Is a regular on the show.
Yep.
GP.
What was that like?
That was dope. So Garrett, you know, got me right. Awesome time. Trying to dial it in. Like, cause I've been playing like the normal. I played the normal rogue.
Mm-hmm.
Played the normal epic.
Yep.
So like when I came in, like I was like, man, I want to hit the sub zero. Mm-hmm. Like I want to be able to shape the shots the way I want to shape them. Like when I want to do them without having an already kind of closed face.
Mm-hmm.
Cause sometimes with me, I can kind of come over the ball and like hit it left. Mm-hmm. So, but like if I'm
I know all about that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? if I'm hitting it good though, like it's either like a nice tight draw or, you know, a nice tight draw, or if I hit it open, it goes right. So I like the fact with this new Sub-Zero flash, you can change the weight. Mm-hmm. On the back. You couldn't do that before.
First time in a sub-zero.
You could change that. So, like, that was a game changer for me because if that wasn't the case, I probably wouldn't have got it.
Yeah.
So, like, when I first was hitting it, I was kind of hitting a little bit to the right. Not, like, super crazy, but a little bit to the right, and I was hitting the hill, which is a normal miss for me. So then Garrett changed it, put me in an upright draw, biased, you know, loft or whatever, or lie, and then he put me in the draw.
You're sending it.
I was sending it. You know, so like he challenged me. He was trying to get me over 320. The longest I got to was 319.
Oh.
The highest smash factor was 1.53. Ball speed 170. I don't really try to hit the ball hard. Like my stock swing speed varies from like 110 to 113.
That's not that hard.
Yeah, I know, seriously, right?
Like for me, that's really not hard. Like that's me just swinging.
Right.
Like I have long arms too, so like I can kind of get it through.
Yeah.
But like when he was like, hey, see if you can hit a 320, now I'm trying to smash it. Now I'm like all over the place.
Get a little off balance.
Now I don't feel right. Like I feel awkward hitting the ball. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So, and I believe we're a half inch short. I think we're at 45 inches on the length.
Yeah.
Which makes sense if you have long arms.
Yes.
70 gram X flex. Or was it 85X?
It's 70X.
70X.
It's interesting that you say that, Nate, because you would think your first thought would be, you have somebody who's tall, who has like longer arms. Like your first thing is like, oh, he needs a longer.
Because he's a big guy.
Right, because he's a big guy.
Yeah.
But he's not, because his arm level to the ground, it's like his hand level.
And especially with the driver, which is already a long club, there's some room there to, speed is not your issue. It's controlling it. So we want to go a little bit shorter.
Right.
And then one of the other things that you were mentioning, very specific, was your swing weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The stock swing weight is going to be a D3, but you specified you want D4, D5.
Yeah.
And talk to me a little bit about why that is.
So, I mean, I lift weights a little bit. So, like, if I have a club that's less than, you know, sometimes you can just go buy a club, put a grip on it you want, and you think it's, like, ready to go. But, like, if you're really trying to golf, like, no. Like, it's all about the spec. It's all about everything being dialed in.
Damn right.
That's the
corner. You've taught him well, AJ.
That's the fitting room, baby. Let's go.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's go. Preach. Let's go.
Correctly. So, like, over the last now 3 years of me, like, playing golf, like, being up all night just on my computer, like, watching videos, like, reading stuff about shafts, you know, grips and, you know, doing this and doing that or whatever, I found out that, like, the clubs that I were hitting – were like C9, C10.
Because
like,
you probably put a heavy grip on.
I had a heavy grip on. Exactly. And then like in the beginning, when I first started playing, I shortened all my drivers to like 43.
Oh,
like
damn.
They were super
that's
short.
Like fairway, yeah.
Right.
It's like fairway.
So like they were super short so I could control it.
Right.
And then like my freaking driver was like, it was like I was swinging like a toothpick.
Right.
And like I couldn't feel the head moving or anything. So like, one of my buddies was like, bro, like, this is, like, terribly too light. Like, you got to go get it fixed. So then, like, once I went to my club fitter, shout out to Bo Hotnet down in Texas.
Oh, nice.
He actually carries Callaway.
Oh, hell yeah.
So,
yeah, my guy down there. So he will always set up all my clubs. So anytime I get clubs from you guys,
yeah.
I send them to him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, make sure these are spec'd out. Like, he has all my specs
oh, yeah.
like, written down. Like, make sure these are spec'd out. And then he sends them back.
Yeah.
Because, like, the swing weight, for me, it's probably the most concerning thing for me, like swing weight and grip size. Because, like, it's hard for me sometimes to swing clubs at a fitting because it's standard grip, and I have, like, 10-inch hands.
I'll tell you what, it didn't look too hard for him to hit swing a club today.
I know, but, like, yo, that's crazy because that is, like, I can't imagine, like, having that issue if, like, Bryce – When you have grab a normal grip, like, I can't, like, what does that, like, what does it feel like?
It's like you carrying a ladies club, a
right.
lady grip.
No, yeah. I know, but, like, I feel like there should be a solve for that, right?
I feel like I'm hitting, like, kids club.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't even, it's like, could you almost, like, get a proper fitting from
that?
Yeah,
of course. Of course. If you go to a right fitting space, you can do fits with mid-sized grips.
Yeah, with mid-sized grips. Mm-hmm. Right,
yeah,
right. I feel like that, yeah. Because, like, our Cowher Performance Centers, We've got that. We have like grips that you could like change in, but like I can't imagine like going through a fitting if you can't like if you're a mid-sized grip player or even like a jumbo grip player, like if you can't even you can't use those,
it messes with your swing because
totally.
Now you're flipping at the ball because like your hands are off.
Yeah, you feel like you're gonna like the club's gonna go flying.
Yeah,
you know
it's tough.
Yeah,
but I mean you figure it out.
Yeah,
figure it out.
Nice man. You know? So what else did you? How'd you like the Apex or Apex Pro irons?
Oh, so I'm an Apex guy.
Yeah.
So, like, I didn't play the Rogue. I got them, but, like, I didn't. I mean, not to, like, talk bad about anybody.
No.
Obviously, I'm a Callaway guy till I die. Like, but I didn't like the Rogues. Like, it was just, like, for me, it was just a feel thing, man. Like, when I hit the Apex, it's like butter.
Yeah.
Filet mignon with the bone. You know what I'm saying? It's butter. And then, you know, hitting the Rogue, it was like, nah, that's not butter. That sounds like plastic. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it just didn't feel the same. You know, it just wasn't the same feeling, and I didn't like them. So, you know, I told Chad, I was like, look, like, just let me know when the new Apex comes.
Yeah, man, that's right.
Like, I'm just waiting. So, like, though, it was great. It was butter. Like, I don't know what changes y'all made. I don't know how many changes you could make to what that was,
right.
You know, already. Like, obviously, like, they look sexy.
Yeah.
They have the little black decal in the middle.
And that's the key, right? It's like that. Well, like Apex should always be the most premium looking, premium feeling club.
So it should be the most expensive.
And
club.
Compared to Apex CF16s, the 19s have urethane microspheres in them to only enhance the feel and sound.
And sound, yeah.
Which is what you're. It sounds like you're a sound sensitive player.
Yeah.
So that's only going to help. And
it's a pretty muted sound too.
And for the first time. The Apex Pro has face cup and urethane microspheres as well.
Yeah, which is a big step because, you know, Apex Pro was always the performance iron, the better player iron, work it both ways, never really a distance iron per se. But now you still have all those workability traits, all these playability traits, but now you have added face cup for just more distance because you know distance is obviously a great thing for a majority of golfers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, those clubs are crazy.
I weaken mine.
Oh, yeah? You hit it too far?
Well, I mean, because, like, dude, like, I used to hit, like, a 7-iron, like, over 200 yards. I'm like, no.
Yeah. You know? Get it down to, like, 175, so, like, 180.
My pitching wedge starts
at 46. It's a good problem to have, you know? I mean, very.
My pitching wedge started at 46. I'm 46, 42, 38, 34, 30, and then 27, 24.
Mm.
So, like, whatever, I'm pretty sure they're strong. I have to get them weaker.
Yeah.
Like, I just can't go out there hitting the 7-iron, like, 210. Like, it just...
You wouldn't like Rogue X then.
No.
Rogue X
are
a little
280.
You'd literally hit a 7-iron 250 yards.
Really?
Yeah.
So let's wrap this up with the flat stick.
Oh, yeah.
Talk to me. You. There was a lot of putters out there today. Mm-hmm. What was looking good to you?
So it's funny because I was telling Chad before, like, I kind of got off the mallets.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting an O-Works blade right
now.
Oh,
yeah, probably a number one.
It's black. It has, like, the red weights. Mm-hmm. Super buttered, dog. Yeah. Like, it's super buttered. Like, I got that. Where did I get that? I got that one, and I bought that one for my guy, Bo, and then I got another mallet, the O-Works mm-hmm. mallet.
Yeah.
It looks the same almost as just a mallet.
Yeah.
And then I got that at, like, a golf tournament. So, like, those are, like, my clubs. Like, when it comes to, like, putters, like, y'all have, like, a monopoly on the game. Like, the face... I tried Scotty for a little bit.
Yeah.
It's too hard. Like,
it's a sound thing.
It's too hard for me or whatever. And sometimes I kind of get too strong with the putt. And, like, I just felt like if I hit it the wrong way, it was just going.
Yeah.
And, like, it sounded like it was going too. So, like, I'm all about O-Works with the soft face. That whatever that thing is called. I don't know what that
is.
That thing is sick. Yeah. And then, like, when you hit it right in the spot, like, it doesn't even feel like you hit it. Like, I love that, man. So, I was over there, and I played a little putting competition with Brody. And they gave me the double ball.
Oh, two ball. Yep.
And I liked it. It was solid. Yeah. I thought when I first got it, I was like.
Big difference from a blade.
Yeah.
Literally the complete opposite.
Right.
You know?
And I was like. I don't know if I like it. Like, I kind of like the line behind it.
Yep.
But actually, it's not bad when you have the two balls there, because if you're off, the balls aren't going to line up.
Yep.
So it's like the same thing. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I mean, I enjoyed it. I liked it. I didn't really get to – Chad gave me another club that was a mallet that had toe hang because of the new
– the neck, S-neck.
The S-neck.
Yep. Probably 7S or Marksman.
No, he definitely gave – He definitely gave Bryce a marksman because Chad and I are leading the marksman army.
Oh, you're on the campaign.
Oh, my God. Okay. We've been leading the marksman army for the last 12 months. So.
Really?
So there's no doubt that's what he got.
Yeah, he gave me one of those, and I like the way y'all got that. I don't know what y'all call it, but it's like the stability shaft type deal.
Yeah,
the stroke lab. The stroke lab. Okay, the stroke lab.
That's you got to try that baby out.
Something like that. So,
Nice. That's awesome, man.
It was solid.
Well, listen. I see another bucket on the range. I'm looking out the window right now. I don't want to keep you any longer from that. but thanks for joining, Bryce. And we got to get you to be a recurring guest, man. I mean, this is great, dude.
If hopefully I'm in the playoffs at this time.
Yeah, right.
But if I'm not, I'll be out here every year. It's a great way to end the season. So I appreciate y'all having me on.
All right, awesome. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. And we will catch you next time on the Fitting Room Podcast.